Hello, and welcome to the NECA Safety Roundup podcast series. In today's challenging world of safety in the electrical, utility, and construction industries, we hope that our information and the conversations we have will help you to provide safety leadership within your organization. We will discuss the many issues involving safety and offer some guidance and solutions to the many challenges that we face.
Well, hello. I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of NECA Safety Roundup. I'm Mike Starner, NECA's Executive Director of Outside Line Safety, and joining me is...
Wes Wheeler, NECA's Executive Director of Safety.
Wes, we're here to talk about something that's important, right? It's incident investigations, and, you know, way too often we're doing some kind of medial task, we're chipping away at something, and then we get that phone call.
Yeah.
And then, guess what? Are we ready? And, you know, sometimes that creates a lot of anxiety if you're not prepared. So what we want to do today is just talk about, you know, some tips that you can do to be better prepared for an incident when it occurs, and then following up with a really good investigation.
Without a doubt, it's so important. I mean, and before we get started in this, I mean, the first thing in any of these situations is when an incident occurs, you know, the primary concern is taking care of the person, taking care of the immediate concerns, the immediate needs of anybody that may have been injured, you know, and that's calling 911, that's, you know, activating the EMS system and making sure that we've got people that are properly trained to address, you know, those circumstances there when they come up. But, you know, it's the next step then. It's after we've taken care of that person to make sure that they're receiving the proper care, receiving the proper treatment. Well, now we got to look at, you know, what was the contributing factors? What was the cause of this? And I know that, you know, you can talk a little bit about how some of the organizations on the outside have really developed some procedures that really help them kind of look at, you know, what are the potentials when it comes to some of the incidents. But it's really important for us to look at what are the contributing factors. If you're going to do an incident investigation, you really have to start over from square one. You've got to understand, is it a communication issue? Is it a maintenance issue? Is it an equipment issue? Is it a lack of qualifications, lack of knowledge issue? You know, so those are some things that we have to kind of have some sort of basis, you know, to get started with. And then, you know, conduct an incident investigation in a proper, fair manner, not to lay blame. It's not about trying to lay blame on anybody. It's about trying to understand what were the circumstances that contributed to this.
That's right. And, you know, you could just shoot off the cuff and go through an investigation just based on your instincts, but you won't do a very good job at determining what the root cause is if you don't go through it in a methodical way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you certainly want to identify the things within the system that may have contributed to it, things about the employee's mm-hmm. behavior or actions that may have contributed to it, mm-hmm. what kind of equipment. What are some of the causal factors that mm-hmm. led to that event? And then once you identify those things, then you can really start to go through a process of identifying what the root cause is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to keep drilling down, and there's a lot of different methods for that. But you don't want to stop until you get down to the thing that if you correct that issue, mm-hmm. it prevents it from happening again. Because that's really the objective.
Yeah.
What can we do to prevent this from reoccurring?
Well, you know, and to that point, I mean, we talked about, you know, the immediate action when somebody gets hurt, you know, and what that response is supposed to be from an emergency response standpoint. But, you know, some immediate actions that we try and train our supervisors, and really this is one of the topics that's been requested by some of our chapters. I mean, in New York and in California, you know, how do we conduct incident investigations? What's the proper steps? You know, it really is about training those supervisors. You know, what are the things that you need to do when an incident does occur? You know, we're not calling it an accident. We're saying it's an incident because, you know, an accident, you know, is preventable.
Right.
You know, any incidents that occur, we need to understand what are the contributing factors. But when an incident does happen on the job, it's so important that we step in, we take care of the person, but then we need to control the scene because we've got to understand that, you know, maybe we need to take pictures. Maybe we need to interview some of the witnesses. We need to gather the information from the scene as much as we can. You know, interviewing the people that are immediately next to the area or may have seen something, may have witnessed something. You know, they may be there offering assistance immediately after the incident. And they could have a keen sense of what are some of the precursors that happen prior to the incident. Right. You know, I seen this or something happened or there's a loud noise or something that startled. We don't know what that is. And we can't ever find out if we don't do a proper investigation and interview process.
Yeah, once you're in a response mode, you're an investigator, right? So you need to have that mindset. You need to have a toolbox that has all the things that you need going into it with that approach. Controlling the scene, that's probably the most challenging thing you can do during a severe incident because if you had injuries, you had some medical attention, you had folks coming in, emergency responders coming in, maybe it was a vehicle accident and the roadway is congested and you want to clear the road. So getting out there, getting information as quickly as you can. And sometimes, you know, you might be at a half hour, an hour away before you can get there. So you really need to, you know, train your workforce in the kind of things that are required during an incident. Mm-hmm. And that's just things like snapping some photographs and making sure that they have information on what the right angles they need to take it from. You know, make sure you have a wide view, make sure you have a narrow view, make sure you're taking pictures of any kind of signs or any other things that are in the area. You know, making sure that you take note of where things are located, the conditions of things like grounds, the protective cover that's in place. So it's not just, you know, down where the actual damage was done, but looking at all the other things that happened on that scene and controlling that information through taking pictures, through documentation, through, you know, schematics or interviewing people right when it occurs. You always have that one person who just happened to be there and saw it, but you'll never see them again.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get that person as soon as you can, get their contact information. There's a lot of things that you need to have, and you need to do the prep work to make sure people are prepared for that, because you don't want to have to make those decisions when you know, right in the moment.
Well, you know, and I think one of the comments you just talked about there, and we talk about taking photographs. I mean, I remember back before, you know, the cell phones that everybody has now, you know, to take all the pictures when everything happens.
Right.
You know, part of our incident investigation, accident investigation kit was to provide that disposable camera and the information in the vehicle so that when something did happen, they had a kit that they could follow, you know, kind of who to contact, what they needed to do, how to conduct the investigation. I know that NECA has developed an incident investigation guide that provides some of that information, you know, and provides you training to some of the field workers and supervisors. You know, but it's important that, you know, that you do train those foremen, that you do train the workers, you know, that's working on the job sites. Because like you said, it may not be just the immediate area. That may be where the incident occurred, but it may be as a result of something that happened far away. You know, in your case for outside line, it could be a switching mechanism. It could be somebody, you know, didn't have a hold tag on or something that didn't happen that contributed to that incident. And finding out, and then lessons learned. How do we communicate those lessons learned from our incident investigation to make sure that, you know, it's communicated to the rest of the workers to do whatever we can to ensure that it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, sharing of the lessons learned is so important, and we always say safety is not a secret. And, you know, we certainly understand that an employer has to manage their exposure, but after you get, you know, finish with your investigation, you determine root causes, let's share that. Let's you know, clean it up so that it's ready for distribution and share it. You never know when there's another organization out there who's on the cusp of having something occur, and guess what? You shared an incident and they made them rethink something, and now they can put some things in place to protect themselves from that occurrence. So you never know, right? So you always want to share. You hear us talk about all the time, it's a community of practice. Let's share these events. Let's learn from them. Mm-hmm. Let's identify best practices. And just as a community, we'll get better.
Well, you know, and I know that there's many companies that are out there that have really taken the approach of being able to share those lessons learned, not only with their workers, but they've also taken the step to go outside the organization. They've also shared information, say, with the IBEW and with NECA in general, to be able to share that and disseminate it with a broader audience. Because like you say, it's not just for us to learn by, but if there's a lessons that we can learn and communicate to other people, then we can actually, you know, reach a broader audience that's going to benefit from those resources. And I know that's really something that the ET&D industry is looking at as far as how do they share some of these lessons learned between themselves and the utilities.
That's right. And guess what? It's great content for a safety committee.
Oh, it is.
Right? Let's review some incidents that have occurred, not necessarily with your company, but, you know, industry-type specific events that could manifest themselves in your organization. You know, give that to your safety committees to talk about.
Well, you know, today we've been talking about incident investigations, and we really appreciate each and every time that you come back and join us for the NECA Safety Roundup. You know, we've got a couple other topics that we're going to be talking about in the near future, but we encourage you to be safe on the job, to join us next time for the NECA Safety Roundup.